New York's Roman Catholic Archdiocese has a new leader. The Vatican announced today that Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan will replace Cardinal Edward Egan, who is retiring as Archbishop of New York after nearly 9 years in the post. Dolan will oversee an archdiocese that includes 2.5 million parishioners in nearly 400 churches from New York City to the Catskill Mountains. Joining us now to talk about Archbishop Dolan is Anissa Johnson, reporter at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning, Anissa.
Good morning.
So Dolan is a Missouri native who came to Milwaukee as Archbishop in 2002. What's been his reputation and his leadership style?
Well, he came in at a tough time, and he's widely seen as an effective bishop. He has a very engaging and gregarious personal style. He's openly pious. He was very attractive to especially folks who wanted to return to more of an old-school Catholicism. I think the folks in the pews very much like him. He's out in the community a lot. He's very active in the interfaith community. My understanding is he works a very long day, 5:30 in the morning till 9 at night. He's out in the churches. He's out in the children's hospital. He's essentially the unofficial chaplain at children's hospital. He's very much a visible face in the community, and I think for the most part people like him. He does have critics, though.
I mean, you have talked to some people who say that Dolan has a my way or the highway attitude.
That's right.
Who's saying that, and what are they concerned about?
Well, these would be folks, for the most part, who perhaps liked the more liberalizing philosophies of Vatican II, who are interested in things like women priests or married priests, who are concerned about a more shift more to the right of the Catholic Church. A local theologian who has been criticized for suggesting that Catholics in good conscience can differ on issues of abortion and same-sex marriage, and that bishops shouldn't have the final say on these issues. He would say, I think in my story, he called him a backslapping autocrat. But I think for the most part, he's seen positively.
You know, the Archbishop of New York is considered the most prominent in the American Catholic Church. What do you think he'll bring to New York?
Well, I think my understanding of the situation in New York is that Cardinal Egan was a more less visible. He was very much engaged in the administrative needs of the archdiocese, and didn't have that sort of public face that many want to see. And my understanding is that Archbishop Dolan will bring that to New York.
And just briefly to wrap up, you know, Dolan arrived in Milwaukee at one of the most difficult times for Catholics in the area there. This after his predecessor had resigned in haste after admitting to, quote, an inappropriate relationship with a man. Was Dolan able to clean up the church's image? And if so, how did he do it?
Well, certainly a lot of people think he's done quite a bit on this front. There are people who don't. He has posted the names of pedophile priests on their website. He has instituted a settlement system for victims. That might be the Archbishop. No, he's in Mass. but a settlement system for victims. Now, folks, the local advocacy group for victims will say he's not done enough, that he's only gone after diocesan priests. The archdiocese says it has no authority over religious order priests. So they don't think he's done enough. But, again, people in the pews would say he's done quite a bit.
All right. Thank you so much, Anissa.
Thank you.
Anissa Johnson is a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.